This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people have been displaced by the Alexander Mountain Fire near Loveland. For now, it's Colorado's largest active fire, and CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Roof and Steve Zuloff haven't been able to return home. They left after they saw smoke blowing towards them. For the last 2 days, the couple and their dog, Yoda, have been staying in a hotel.
Right now, our cats are up with the Humane Society. He was taking care of the paperwork, and I was looking for hotels.
Ruth says they're lucky. Most of the hotels in the area are full. There are evacuation centers at Island Grove Regional Park in Greeley for evacuees with larger animals, and at Foundations Church in Loveland for people who can't find a hotel room. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
There is smoke in the air from 3 Front Range wildfires. Those tiny particles can irritate our lungs and do other damage, too. Dr. David Buther is a pulmonologist at National Jewish Health in Denver.
What it actually can do is cause inflammation throughout the body. And so we see, on a population basis, increased visits to the ER for heart attacks, for example. So those with heart disease can be affected by poor air quality. And so we see systemic inflammation.
Dr. Buther's advice is to stay indoors on bad air days and consider using an air filter if you can. You can even make your own air filter. See how at CPR.org. Supporters have turned in signatures for a ballot initiative that could change Colorado's elections. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva.
The initiative would do 2 big things. One, it would create an open primary system in Colorado where voters would choose among all candidates, regardless of party, with the top 4 vote-getters advancing to the general election. And then 2, that general election would be decided by ranked choice voting. Advocates say these changes would give independent voters and candidates more of a role in elections. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org, and next on Morning Edition, more on this prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia. This is CPR News.